Morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Alyssa.
Happy holidays. My name is... Oh, man. No, don't play the ad. Okay, I'm going to mute myself. I'll be right back. 1 second. Momentito.
Okay, well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Does that start today as well? I'm not sure.
Okay, here we go.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My Mercury's in retrograde, my entrance. Anyway, and I'm Santa Baby.
Okay.
Happy holidays on the LOA Blend.
You now address Liz as Santa Baby.
yes.
And don't think people won't. when they call into the show. Don't think they won't. Well, yeah, so happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. It is Hanukkah also.
I love it.
Cover all of those.
Yes. What's so great, the last time that the holidays coincided was in the 50s. So this is very rare. And I actually posted a picture on Instagram because the Empire State Building had a mashup of Christmas and Hanukkah colors.
Nice. Very nice.
Which is so great. That there's a collective celebrations going on, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. So how are you, honey?
I'm doing well. I'm here in Charleston visiting my folks. We got in yesterday. My brother and his girlfriend, we caravaned together. She has a dog, a great dog named Sadie. So
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but it's a little hard to hear you, and it's kind of staticky, so just FYI, we'll muddle through.
I can't, it's hard to tell, you know, because I'm just standing here. Anyway, we traveled in yesterday. We'd celebrate Christmas Eve so that we can all technically sleep in on Christmas Day.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, I'm going to propose that. I'm actually going to propose that for next year because I'm tired.
Back in the day when we had, you know, we were younger, we all got gifts and, you know, all that stuff. We would still do the same thing, celebrate with a big Christmas Eve dinner, have our family over. And then we would all do a gift exchange like just after midnight. So we'd stay up till midnight. And then we could each do like one gift. And then everyone would go home, you know, would take like an hour to pack up extra food and whatever.
Of course.
And then so like, you know, like by 1:30, 2 o'clock, everyone would finally be passed out asleep. And we could sleep in Sunday morning. And then, you know, just at our leisure, open up gifts, you know, whatever we wanted to do, eat a bunch of leftovers. And mom wasn't then. So it was mostly just warming up a bunch of stuff. But that was a nice way to spend
Christmas
Day. And if you wanted to squeeze in a midnight mass, then because we used to do that too, we'd go to midnight mass.
Yeah, we used to do that.
And then come back and then open up a gift and then we'll go home. So it'd still be about the same amount of time for the most part.
Right. But the sleeping in part, Christmas Day, is I like that part.
Yeah, we weren't big on trying to wake up early. You know, it was like, whatever. I mean that may be a different story in reality. At the time, I'm sure when we were younger, but I think it just took it out because we already opened up a gift.
Exactly.
Usually if we hosted and everyone else left, then we would usually just finish up opening up all the gifts and just be done with it and then go to sleep.
Right.
So, that was a good way of doing it. I thought.
I like that. I think my kids are too old for the middle of the night. I mean, I think, I don't know. the 18-year-old, I think, still, like, enjoys whatever. But, yeah, at, like, 5, oh, my God, at, like, 5:15, I, like, had to, like, be got up. And I'm like, ugh. But I had, this time I had everything all organized. So it was just a matter of the displaying of such gifts. but the whole interrupted sleep. And then once I get off the show, in the shower, and I want to just slowly take my time cooking the afternoon meal because we have some family members coming over. But, you know, as long as the kids aren't disappointed, and I don't
right.
think they were, you know, I think they were happy, then our work is done. So
right.
Yeah, but I'm going to propose. Yeah, let's do this like Christmas Eve night, stay up late and then sleep in. I'm going to propose that. Yeah, I think this is the last. I think this is the last year that I'm gonna do like the middle of the night. Like we know there ain't no Santa Claus,
right?
You
right.
know? I mean, my youngest will be 12 next year, so come on.
Right. Yeah, he may be like,
scam.
Yeah.
But it was cute. You know, it was cute to see them get up, and it's early, and it's, you know, 7:15. I guess by the time they got up, it was like 7:15 or whatever, and you know, just that. Nostalgic of, oh, okay. But yeah, no, we could do all of that stuff on the 24th and let mommy sleep in on the 25th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Works for us. We do have a hand raised, so I thought I'd get
Let's
to that
it.
Person while it's still early in the show.
Oh, yeah, and a solid exit at 10 o'clock.
Sounds good. Yeah.
9:59 and 59 seconds. Yeah, and you're with your family. Please give my love to your parents.
I will. All right, so this is area code 980. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are y'all?
Hi,
good.
Brittany. Welcome to the show. I don't recall that you've ever called us before. I think you're a first-time caller, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. So, happy holidays to you. So the first
and
thing
happy
is,
holidays to y'all, too.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
First thing I want to ask is a permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, you can.
Okay. And Elisa is an amazing intuitive, and one of her great gifts is numerology. So if you'd like, you can provide your birthday just the month and the day, not the year, just the month and day, please.
June the 11th.
Okay, great. So we'll give that to her. And before I ask you for your question, I pick up on energy, and I'm picking up on the energy of a very young child or infant. Am I hitting the mark here?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, just file that. I'm just feeling
okay.
A very young energy. Does not feel like an adult. So we'll just keep that to the side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's on your mind today?
Love and relationships. Like, what do you see for me?
Well, I would just say because the energy of a very young, to me it felt like a very young person, young child, possibly an infant, I'm not saying that anything's happening right this second, but because that energy came in so strong, it could mean a couple of things. It could mean be very careful if you do start having romantic relationships with anybody and you don't want to have children. Like, don't be reckless, okay,
yeah.
If you want to prevent that. Or it could also mean that there is a level, and I'm not saying this is attributed to you. It's just the energy. It might be what's out there. Maybe what's out there seems very immature. Maybe your perception is that you want a real man, you don't want a boy. So you tell me which, if any of this is making
I want a real man because you know, I've been going through some small problems. So it's like I see myself single as of right now.
Okay. But is it making sense that I'm picking up on this kind of like this younger energy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's interesting because you said you want to know about relationships, but then you said you see yourself as single because you have some a few problems, so that means you don't want to really add to your plate of problems?
Yes, it's like, you know, this relationship is new. So it's like, but I don't see it as a relationship. I don't want to call it as a relationship because there's no communication going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is making a lot of sense now. So there is, it's interesting because in the energy, I wasn't picking up that there was a specific relationship in your mind, but I was getting, isn't that funny? But I was getting so strongly this very young, infantile energy. So there you go. So, but there it is, because now the energy is revealing itself to me that you don't want to be somebody's mom.
No, I don't.
So I think you kind of have your answer where you don't want to disrupt. It's hard enough for you to take care of yourself, and I think that's where you are. But at the same token, to see the potential for future prospects, that really can't happen because the energy is blocked, because it's being energetically it's being perceived that you are in a relationship. Do you follow what I'm saying? So sometimes if we're so closed off, we're not going to attract the thing that we want. And then maybe it's just kind of status quo, because it's easier than having that big blow up, because you have enough problems and you don't feel like having a blow up with someone that's not going to get it, and that's someone that doesn't quite get you. Am I in the ballpark here?
Yes. So it's like, you know, I told myself, I'm just, you know, going to fall back, and if it's meant to be, it'll be. As of right now, I have to work on myself.
Yeah, but that kind of feels like you're checking out. But you know what I mean? Kind of feels like you're,
Yeah, because I've been through a lot in the past.
You're tired,
you know,
girl. I got you.
And I, you know, it's not that I want to give up on this relationship. I'm not trying to make somebody do something. But if you made it into a relationship, then you should be able to communicate what's going on your side. And if you can't do that, then it's like,
what's the
you
point?
Know, I don't want to. I don't want to carry the relationship on my own.
Well, yeah, because you're not somebody else's mother.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I done had, you know, quite a few readings where I've been told, you know, he's going to come back or whatever. And I'm like, well, it is what it is. I just have to do what's best for me.
Well, you know what? I'm feeling, and this isn't even the energy, this is just, you know, real talk. I'm feeling that this, to you, it's not worth fighting for, which is why you don't want to get into a whole thing with this person, right? Like, when you're passionate, when you fight, you're passionate, right?
Yeah, because I was passionate in the beginning.
Right.
So it's like what he showed me in the beginning, it's like I feel like I'm being taken for granted now.
It's like bait and switch.
So it's like,
yeah, that's what happens. It's like they all, for whatever reason, and not to generalize, but I'll generalize for just 2 seconds. It's like once the thrill of the chase fades, it's like people are very addicted to the chase, you know. And then once you're conquered, once the conquest has happened, this goes back to like cavemen, you know what I'm saying? Once the conquest has happened, then it's like, okay, I don't have to work so hard. It's almost sometimes, you know, you could say it with women too, where, you know, they get, oh, I got the ring, and then all of a sudden they're not keeping it cute. They're taking their partner for granted. You know, it works both ways. So we don't want to, we want to equally, you know, lay out the equation.
Know, yeah, I'm just like, I have been, you know, putting out little text messages, just trying to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because of he's not communicating, it's just making me say, okay, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not going to fight for you if you're not fighting for me.
Exactly.
Don't expect for me to be open when you come back around, because you made it clearly, you know, in the first part of the relationship that you was going to do this and you was going to do that.
Right.
And it's like now, like, you know, when I put myself out there and I open myself up to you, it's like you fall back or you make up excuses about well, this and that is going on. So it's like,
right.
Okay, it, you know, I'm not going through this anymore.
No, you're tired. You're so tired. You're just so tired. Quick question that I want to turn you over to, Elisa. How long has this been going on? Meaning
he came to visit me last weekend, and he went home on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I was like, well, let me know when you get home. He didn't call or anything. Then I was calling him and texting him, and then the next day he was like, well, you know, I had, you know, problems with, you know, my family, and family comes first. And I'm like, okay, well.
There's stuff going on. There's stuff going on, and he's not able. Some people can't do that. You know, some people can't multitask their emotions. And not to generalize, but I think it's a little easier for the female energy as opposed to the male-dominated energy. So maybe things are just too complicated for him that you're not even aware of. You don't need to take it on. You have enough of your own problems. You've been through enough. So, yeah, maybe just sort of take a step back and cease communication, and when he reaches out, because he will, then you have that conversation from a heart-centered place.
Yes, because I don't, it's like, this is a new relationship, and I feel like, you know, I feel like we both deserve one another, but at the same time, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just one of those hurt women. Oh, you
exactly.
doing this and you doing that.
Well, that's
it's
what I'm saying.
That.
That's exactly, yeah. exactly, Brittany, that's exactly the point. Where everything that you need is inside of you.
Yeah.
So because you don't need anything from anybody else to emotionally fortify you, that relationship comes from within. That you will stand in your own grace and be very poised and together. And I really like what you just said. That you guys both deserve each other. If you just lead with that and see what happens and be very present and don't be accusatory, because it doesn't matter. There's nothing to be I'm going to accuse you of my feeling incomplete inside. Well, no, that's not his responsibility. It's yours.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
It's like,
go ahead, honey.
I appreciate it because, like I said, we both deserve each other.
I love that line. I'm going to actually steal it from you. I'm going to use it on my husband. Boom. thank you. That's my stocking stuffer. I want to have Elisa weigh in on this because her guidance is always very valuable. So I hope this helps. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass you on to Elisa.
Well, hey, Brittany. Based on your birth date in June, you are in a number 8 personal year. And so in numerology, we have a whole cycle of years that go 1 through 9. So 8 is obviously closer to the end, a cycle of growth and development, but it's also a very powerful time. I mean, eight is a power number. It has a lot to do with whatever it is you want to manifest, and, you know, reaching certain goals. And so for you to ask specifically about a particular relationship, you know, and romance, then that means it's something that is important for you, you know, and as you've just said, you know, with your, little bit of your backstory, just, you know, like you're ready for something that is, going to be actually loving and equal, not one-sided, then I like that. That's just you stating your preferences. So in a sense, you've attracted somebody who, you know, has a lot of good things going for him, but the relationship itself is sort of at a standstill because there's one side that is not as great at communicating as the other. And you know, you're a Gemini. You know, you're all about communication. You know, you can explain and talk and have a good conversation and that's something that is important to stay engaged, you know, to stay engaged in what's happening. And, for someone to not be responsive, I mean, even if it's something as simple as just asking a question and expecting an answer back, you know, some people like you ask a question and they like dodge and weave and they're like, so anyway, about the weather, like, no, that had nothing to do with what I just asked you about. So what, you know, what's the deal? But this period, this also means, you know, with you stating what it kind of starts off with, you state what you don't want, and then after a while you start being able to identify better the things that you do want. And I think, like, this relationship, because it's new, and, you know, when it's new in the beginning, everyone's trying, you know, everyone's making a good effort to match that connection and to say, yeah, I'm interested. And, you know, these are my best sides. You know, this is like the best me.
Yeah.
But then you have to get the rest of them. Right. And sometimes it's maybe not the best. So I see, you know, you're just sort of, you're not wanting to write it off 100%. But you like to have more information before you can actually do that. But sometimes not getting information is information enough, you know, because at some point you just don't want to keep waiting. So you're reaching that threshold, and it is up to you, because obviously you see some things that are valuable, you know, some aspects of him that are really good. Obviously you wouldn't have even had any type of, you know, pull to pursue a little bit more. But this is just a period where you're just redefining. And the moment you start stating the things that you actually do want, as opposed to just saying, well, I don't want this, I don't want that, because that still works. But then you're still left with the big open question of, so what is it that you do want? Because would you be able to identify it if it came across your path? Like, oh, hey, that's, you know, that's what I want. Because right now, you know, you're looking at all the things that aren't working. And at some point, either it'll turn around and you'll start appreciating some things that have happened, or something else will come along and will get your attention. And you're like, yes. Because then there's a contrast. There's a contrast of what has happened, not just with this relationship, but just in the past. Because my guess is there's probably a little bit of a reminder, some patterns that are like, what's going on with that?
It's reminding me, and it's like, now this person just told me I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and as soon as things go wrong, it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the craziest part about it, he's a Gemini too, so it's like...
Double trouble.
Well, but, you know, I will say this. I know people who have who are both Geminis, and they get along great, you know? So it just depends. I mean, there are some signs that you don't want to double up on. You don't need to say. I just speak from experience.
Double up.
You don't want to double up on some signs. But with Geminis, Liz is going to give me a hard time about that one. But you're going to find that there are some things that you understand about the other when it's in the same sign. You can kind of understand, but then you're like, but you want them to overcome that because you know you can too. So, I mean, that's why I feel like you want to put some distance around it, but you still want to understand it. So this is just a good time to be focusing also, you stated things that you don't appreciate, you don't want. But here's the thing, and this is just coming in, and it's a reminder to me as well. I mean, anybody who's ever dated the same sign, like, all the things that you really like about that person are probably things you can pick out about yourself. And then all the things that drive you crazy about the other person, you could probably pick out about yourself too, because it's the same sign. You know, so there's a case, the potential is there. The thing is, from your perspective, you can make different choices. We all can make different choices. And so for whatever reason, you know, this person is choosing to, you know, not communicate with you or not say, you know, like, it may have, and honestly, it may have nothing to do with you, but it still affects you, right? Because either you're in the relationship and you're a priority, or you're not, right?
Yeah, that's the magic word, priority, right there.
It's either a priority. You know, for him to say, it's sweet, you know, family is a priority, that's understandable. But then again, it's like, all you were asking for was, did you get home? You know?
That's a basic human, like, you would ask, you know, the neighbor you can't stand, did you get home okay? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, so I can see where it can be escalated to, all right, so what's going on? There's something else, or are you just that, you know, scattered that you're not even thinking? So either way, that's an interesting, and it's going to be an interesting conversation, but I agree with Liz on pretty much everything she said. It's also just coming from a heart-centered space. So it isn't about what he may or may not do. But like, if you're true to yourself and you know the things that you would do, especially given your own history and things that have happened to you, the relationships you've been in, this is why you're the wiser, you're a wiser, stronger woman for all the things you've gone through. So if you know what it's like to be on the other end of something, then you know you probably wouldn't want to be treated that way. So this is about you then owning your own wisdom and saying, all right, so these are things that I know I would really like to have. I have it within me to give this to myself. So for my, for this partner, for this romantic partner, because you kind of have like a particular person in mind, but then in general, because if this doesn't work out, you need to be, especially in an 8-year, you have to be aware of what were some things that you put out that you wanted to have. Because in an 8-year manifesting, it's not always manifesting by stuff that you feel, I didn't want that, That's not really manifesting. That's just stating you don't want that. Manifesting is saying, but you know what? I've created this. Like, I wanted this. And so you manifest in both ways. Sometimes you manifest by saying, I don't want it, and you don't get a bunch of stuff in return, and it's weird. But then when you get to the point where you're feeling good, so when you're creating in a fun space and you're at a really high energy level, like when you wake up and you feel good and you have a good day, the whole day just feels great, it feels easy. When you have one of those types of days, I mean, that's the best time to manifest. So, but you don't want to wait, kind of sleep and like, let me hope we get better tomorrow. You kind of just do little things throughout the day to boost your energy.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of little things. So not just like, like I feel like you've stated what's going on with him, but it is Christmas, So beyond him and just in general, let's get to general what you would like to have for a partnership. And this is something, this is also you stating that you are ready for it, that you are ready to receive it.
Yeah.
And it's not like putting up like the standard, like, well, you don't, your hair is weird or whatever. It's not, it's like, it's real energetic, emotional stuff, in addition to, be easy on the eyes, be eloquent, all those things. But when it comes to being in a relationship, like, you don't want to have like, well, I think we're in a relationship, but I don't know. We're in a relationship when we're talking, but when we're not talking, we're not in a relationship. Like, you don't want to have that. I have a feeling. This is why you're asking this question. You would want something more concrete. You'd want something that that speaks to you, literally speaks to you. For today, like just for today, and as long as you want to continue it, get yourself in whatever in a great like feeling mood, like just not thinking about all the stuff you would like to have and make it feel like it'll never happen, but be happy or be in a particular state where you're appreciative of who you are and what you actually do bring to the table, in a relationship with anybody, whether it's a friendship, whether it's being a good family member or whatever, because those are basic things that everyone can enjoy. Because if you can enjoy them, everyone can enjoy them. And then that's when you start feeling really good about that and knowing the good times and the good experiences you've had, you can start also expanding on that and saying, those are things that are really important for me. These are in a sense priorities for me when it comes to having relationships with other people. And again, not just particularly romantic relationships, but I mean, friendships, just basic friendships. Cause what you'll find a lot of times is when you have a good friendship and you look at the basic things that happen in that friendship, there's an ease of receiving and giving. And it's an exchange of things. So there's not like, do you think, there's not like this doubt. And right now there's this feeling of doubt. Like, did I invest too much in this? Even if it's new, did I invest too much? You don't want to feel that. You want to continue feeling like I'm capable of these things because I do this. I do this for other people and I'm ready to receive it. And when you can start receiving things, you'll receive them as they are and you'll have a better idea of, you don't have to play mind games, which I know Geminis like to do that because you're very mental. but sometimes it's not cute. Sometimes you're like, no, but really just answer the question. It's not that difficult. So I feel like this is you're like midway through your 8-year. And so when you're now in this manifesting stage, one, just be aware of what, you know, what kind of requests that you're putting out there. Like, you know, like, yeah, I want to have these, you know, good, positive relationships, good romantic relationships, that type of thing, or at least have the choices. Maybe that's what it is. It's like having some choices to see, well, you know, I can,
right.
I can play the field in a sense, but just have a better idea of, well, yeah, he's not the only game in town necessarily, but
nope.
You know, you're also worthy of something clearer, you know, something that you don't have to keep guessing, and you can go on to the next stage of the relationship, which is like really creating together and having these great experiences and, you know, building these positive, you know, building a life or whatever, however far you want to go. But I feel like on Christmas, especially, and just on the cusp of a new year, like you want to be full of these positive potentials,
yeah,
and not weighed down with reminders of stuff that didn't work out.
Amen.
You kind of gone through all that, you know, so you don't want to keep repeating that. So you want to start filling that in with, but you know, these are things that I enjoy doing, that I'm good at, you know, or that I'd be happy to receive, you know, somebody who's a great conversationalist, and it's fun and it's easy, and
right,
just putting yourself in a different frequency so that,
yeah,
you're putting that out there and you're going to be able to receive it. And I think the biggest thing is just receiving it. Because when you're like in critical mode, like criticism mode, and it's, we all tend to be like analytical about things, we put so much walls up that we don't sometimes see what's really in front of us.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And just full circle. I just want to just remind you that the energy came in so strong at the beginning of the call when we didn't know what was going on. So just be careful, okay?
Okay,
unwanted pregnancy, or we don't know if something's happening with him and whether it's a mother figure or within the family that he's playing out a childlike energy, or we don't know if there is some child involved that we have not heard about. Now, I'm not saying that those are any, that, but for me to pick up that energy, it might just be he's immature and we'll call it a day.
Okay.
But just keep your antennas up and make sure that you are being responsible for your body.
Okay.
All right. And stay in touch with us. We're on the air 3 times a week, Sundays, 9 a.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. All right. So happy holidays, and you deserve the best.
Yes, I do.
All right, girl. All right, don't be a stranger.
You.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow.
See? Good that we're here on a Christmas day.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some, you know, it's a, in fact, we have 3 hands raised, so.
Oh, my God. Isn't that funny?
Just so you know,
I always think, oh, we're just going to go on the lazy river
for
the
show. Yeah, nothing's happening on Christmas day. Everyone's got
no, we don't work
to
at Christmas. Honey, LOA blend, we put in the time. All right, so let's knock out these 3 calls. Wow.
Yeah, all right. And a couple of them I do know. I do know, because, and then we're just going in order. This is our friend Tessa. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Hello, pecan cheesecake. I saw that picture.
Ooh,
that looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm better at it.
Happy holidays to you, your mom,
Happy
and TJ. How are you, beautiful?
I'm well. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're working, obviously.
I see.
So, talk to us. What's going on, baby?
Just up. We're getting ready. My mom wants to go to church with her this morning. So, we're in a little while going to head out to church for,
right,
I think, a Christmas program,
mm-hmm,
and then today later we're gonna go eat at my stepfather's mother's house for Christmas dinner.
Oh,
let's forget it. TJ spent Christmas with his dad this year, so he's in Orlando opening presents soon, probably.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, at first I was like, oh, I'm not gonna see him, but I know he's gonna be down there with a whole lot of.
Oh no, that's great. It's a gift that keeps on giving. No, it's great.
Yeah, yeah, he gets to spend it with his dad this year. So he was pretty excited to go down there.
That's great. And then you're able to catch your breath at the same time too, and spend some quality time with just you and your mom, which I think is nice. And I can only imagine what that meal's going to be like. Oof.
I'll have to find all the vegetable stuff because I stopped eating meat probably like 3 months ago, three, four months ago.
Wow.
So it's been at parties and stuff, I have to find the stuff that's meatless. But it's fine. I'm not sweating. I made some vegetable soup last night, so I'll eat that if I'm still home. I'm not worried about it.
No.
But today's been pretty good. We got up early and just watch my niece open up her presents and stuff, and her be so, like, it's crazy to see kids now open gifts and they, like, excited about it because, you know, they just get stuff all the time now, and she's always, like, so excited and about to cry. So it was nice watching her open gifts this morning.
I love it. It makes it, yeah, all that work for, like, the 5 minutes, but it's like,
Yeah, that's why I was telling my mom when we finished opening, I said, well, Christmas is over.
Yeah.
Because we done. Everybody open gifts, and, you know, we just go like a regular old Sunday now. So
yeah, it's just a weekend.
But it's nice,
yep.
though. What are you guys doing for Christmas today?
Oh, girl, I got to cook. I'm tired. I was up. I mean, this whole treat presents under. I saw that, you know, it was like 10 minutes, you know, for the kids to like, oh, okay. And then I burnt the breakfast. I was like, oh, Chris, you would be retrograde. Yeah. You know how it is. But yeah, I'm actually cooking a really nice meal, which I'm looking forward to making, and it's just my immediate family, maybe one family friend might pop in, and yeah, I got the champagne's chilling. I'm gonna do some eggnog, so I'll start drinking soon, you know. And had the U-logs on, you know, the whole thing.
U-logs.
Yeah. Got to do the U-log.
Yeah. Oh, well,
yeah.
And I'm in Charleston visiting my folks. So we had our big celebration last night, and I'm doing a bunch of leftovers. I think I'm going to go to the beach later on today.
Oh, the beach. I'm so jealous.
So.
Oh, I might
easy
ride
day
out
today.
To Tybee something. That would be nice today.
Yeah.
Go where?
Tybee Island. That's gorgeous.
Oh, where
area.
Anna has the house, right?
Yeah, my cousin Tony actually owns that house. It's actually a rental house too. So, so he's there. I have not been to Tybee Island. I've not been to that house. So, I think it'll be just great to be out by the ocean today. And it's
beautiful.
Warm.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Warm,
so. Yay! Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. So, just it's another Sunday.
Yep. Can I pull a message before I got those other people?
Well, of course we'll do a message. Callers, definitely your stocking stuffer, if you want it, is a message. Let me just pull up the database. Okay, darling, I'm ready when you guys are.
Six.
The number for this message is 241. The wisdom of stillness brings about profound awareness. She laughing. Clears. I love it when they laugh. Clears pathways, dissolves blockages, and renews your field of attraction. Be one with the one now. So this is all about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
241, I'll read it again. The wisdom of stillness brings about profound awareness, clears pathways, dissolves blockages, and renews your field of attraction. Be one with the one now. 241. Why are you laughing, girl?
Because before I called, I just finished meditation, and I was just talking. I have been getting some messages about I need to really, you know, I want to be more discipline about meditation and
buddy.
You know, being consistent with it. And then the number 241, my birth time is 124. So the number, you know, normally.
Right.
I see that number a lot. It may be in different, I guess.
Yeah, you see those three numbers, right.
I see those three numbers a lot. So it's just like, I hear you.
Yeah, so you're on the right. You're on the right track. So that's very freeing. Like, just keep doing what you're doing, and just, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. And I'll turn this over to Elisa, 241.
Well, I like that the numbers equal a 7 anyway. Mm. So I when you were talking, like, of course, stillness, yes. And Tessa, you know, the process is part of the training, right? You know, just having to do this process of you know, being disciplined, which kind of falls under the number 4. So 241, 4 being that central number. So you do have this form and this structure, and it is being consistent. So that's the core of that message. It's really the core of what you want to be able to do. The biggest thing is not to be discouraged, because if you fall off, you know, if you don't do it one day or whatever, that you don't discourage yourself to the point that you don't pick up again. The whole point is to continue, you know, just to do it every day, or to however you are going to set it up. Don't set it up so you're going to fail or feel miserable if you don't do it. It's you know, you don't want it to be discouraging. But even if you look at that sequence 241, the 2 is bridging this understanding, this cooperative nature, which is the 2, through a disciplined effort, the 4, you know, some type of process, back to the 1. So this idea, the singular intention, is where you're kind of fine tuning and working towards, and that 1 could even be the goal. The 1 is definitely you, but it's all of it is you. So this is just saying, you know, as you go through this process, it may help. Just like with meditating, one of the things you do is you focus on one thing. Like, you focus on your breath, usually. Some people will focus on a candle. So there's this one helps to pinpoint it. But overall, 7 is also just about focus. So these are mm-hmm. really nice numbers to accompany the message for you. And the biggest thing is just not to make it so like such a rigid thing that you don't have any flexibility, because you're at heart, you're also an artist. So you need to be able to create however you need to create, and you need to have freedom to do that. It's hard to do that in a box that you've just created for yourself, thinking you're trying to do yourself some good. So, you know, have it be a little more free flowing, right? So don't be like, I mean, we're Tauruses. Don't be all hard up on yourself, you know, oh, I didn't do it today. But think of other ways in which you do get into a meditative state. Like, Liz and I have talked about this, where, like, if I'm washing dishes, like, I did a bunch of dishes last night, and it was nice. I'm sure it's not like, I want to wash dishes every day, all the time. But it was nice. It was just a moment for me. It was meditative. So that's sometimes if you're creating it, or you're painting or doing something, sometimes drawing, that's also can be a meditative state, depending on what you're, you know, how you're, when you look back on it, what was your, were your thoughts scattered? You know, were you feeling relaxed? Walking is another meditation, a walking meditation. So just be aware that there are a lot of ways in which to accomplish what you want to do. You know, you'll find the right groove, and sometimes that groove will change every so often, and that's okay, because you're still, it isn't about, let me sit in the same position every single time and do it. It's being able to call upon that. You can be in a meditative state to some degree when you're driving. You don't want to be too out there, obviously, but but you can find those pockets of time where you're calm, where you're still aware, and you're just in a good space that you would normally get when you meditate. I think you'll be surprised at how easy it can be to create that, even when it's not a scheduled time to do it. I think that's the whole point.
Okay.
So go meditate.
I'm definitely going to be there today because I plan on drawing this afternoon. So
nice. That's it. You're good. Just leave yourself alone. That's your gift to yourself. I'm going to leave myself alone. That's it.
I'm going to leave myself alone. I'm going to do that today.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Merry
too.
Christmas. Love you.
Thanks for
Merry
calling.
Christmas.
Bye, Queen.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye. All right. We have two more calls.
Technically, three more calls.
Technically. Okay, we have three more calls.
Actually, we have a lot of hands raised, guys. I've actually marked what I would call the last call, so we'll see how it goes. But I see some of you kind of coming in the last few minutes of the show, and then we just leave at 10. So if we don't get to you, our apologies. Maybe you can send us an email.
LOABlend@gmail.com.
Or we can call in again on Tuesday. But yeah, we have a whole list of people who are on this, the hands raised. We'll try to get to as many of you as possible.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, we'll do our best.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm just going in order again. So, hey.
Hi.
Are we got mollified?
Yes, me. I'll make it quick.
Yes, baby.
Happy holidays. So the last 3 days, I've been seeing my birthday number. So I wonder if I can pull a message.
Sure.
I've been seeing 30. What number was it? Hold on, let me tell you. 3012, three times in a row each day.
3012.
Okay. So, Elisa, marinate on that.
Numbers.
And Lolita, I'm connecting to your energy, so just say pick. I'm connecting.
Nick.
Okay. So the number with this one is 907. And this is your message. The beauty of stating your truth, releasing control and assumptions, is a pathway to embrace the art of discovery and an invitation for miracles. If that's not a Lolita message, I don't know what is. I'll read it again. The beauty of stating your truth, releasing control and assumptions, is a pathway to embrace the art of discovery and an invitation for miracles. 907. I love that message.
That is really nice. Well, I mean, we've got in both sets of numbers, the numbers that Lolita has been seeing, which are basically her birthday numbers, and then this set, 907, you had that zero somewhere in there. So zero is back to source and the source of all things. So, in the message, you've got the two most spiritual numbers, the 9 and the 7, around the 0. So this is just, again, playing to this the wisdom of knowing what you know and then also applying it with discernment, which is a 7. So knowing what you know and using it is the 9. The 0 has everything in there. You can pull from it. That's where you're from anyway. So there's always a direct connection, whether we use it or not is up to us. And that 7 is that discernment. And I love it because it's all very spiritual. And that's really, you know, who you are, Lolita. That's you really pull from some deep wisdom from like lifetimes. It's crazy the stuff that you come up with. Not that you just come up with it, but how you put it together and present it in a package and how you've refined that over the years, in particular with your family. Because that has helped you to adjust to a different role in using what you know in a different way that isn't as taxing emotionally and physically as it has been in the past. And then looking at your birthday numbers and you seeing it, that's just, you know, I feel like that's the you know, universe saying, hey, you know, yeah, we see you. We'll be partying with you, you know, as always. And I like that it's a little like backwards, like it's a 30 and then a 12 and like you know, like you're being European or whatever. You know, it's 30, 12, you know, whatever. So it's like just looking at things in all directions. It's not it's not just the same way, same old, you know. You'll be able to, you'll be able to look at something you've seen all the time, but seeing it from a different perspective or from a different direction. And it can still trigger something like it can still be something that says, oh, wow, look, those are still my numbers. It's like Tessa, oh, that's my birth time, but it's all kind of mixed up, but you still have an association with it. So you can still get to so many conclusions in a different way. It doesn't have to be the same place, the same way, same, order, because you're still going to pick out what's relevant, what's important. And I like how you're starting off this time with a 3 versus maybe a 1, right, from the 12. You're starting off with that 3, which is a lot lighter. I mean, the 1 is great too. I'm not prejudiced against any number, like all of them. But that 3 means, yeah, you know, lighten up, have some fun, spread that joy, spread the cheer, and it's all good because the energy is always going to be replenished. It'll always be returned to you. So happy birthday. Happy early birthday. I should be able to see you on your birthday, actually.
Oh, she's got the club.
I'm going to bring a couple of friends. No, I'm not going to be like crazy. I'll be there for like a little bit. Like, okay. I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. Nope. Got to get back.
Lolita, take pictures, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I got to take that for proof.
Girl. All right. Love to Adam. We're going to take these calls. Love you.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Bye. I'll go back. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. All right. Area code 857. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, ladies. Merry Christmas. This is Gwen. How are you?
Gwen.
Oh, my
God. It's been a while.
You are a stocking stuffer. What a surprise. Hi, darling. Happy. How's everything, real quick?
Good. Just real quick, this year and even this month is very emotional for me.
Sure.
I was lying in bed this morning, and I was crying, and I was praying, and my heart felt heavy. And it was like all of a sudden, it was like this peace that just came over me, and the heaviness was gone. And I slowly drifted off to sleep, but what I heard was a song by Roberta Flack, and I believe his name is Donny Hathaway, called Where is the Love?
Where is the love?
Yes,
where is
and
the
that
love?
Was playing yep. through my I was actually singing this song.
Wow.
Yes.
Your mother's passed,
I was
right?
singing it.
Your mother's passed, right?
No, my mother's still here.
She is, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling
and
that
this song came in my mind, and I had to get on the internet and just see the lyrics of this song, because I'm singing it in my mind. And but the interesting thing is that my heart was heavy, and then I just felt like the angels and spirit and God.
Yeah,
because
you're ready. It's a next
it.
Level thing. There is a connection with your mother, which is why I asked if she was passed or not. But there's some connection with your mother. What's your relationship like with her these days?
Nothing.
Thank you.
We have not.
Thank you. That's why
we
she came.
Have
okay.
Not spoken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where is the love? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna leave you with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, does she pass? But it's funny because the relationship is. Needs to come back from the dead, so to speak, while she's still here. Yeah, that's why she came in. Yeah, so resurrect the relationship with your mother. That's where the love is, and you're strong enough. You had this release. You're strong enough now. That's what this is. That's what I'm like, because they said ask
that's
her
so
about
true.
Her mother. Check about her mother. Is she around or not? This is about your mom. So please call us when we have more time, but that's the message.
Will.
You don't even
have
to pull
Thank
a message, because that's like worth 10 messages. Boom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. That is a signifier of your strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Ladies, thank you.
Reach out to your mom and
I will.
Give us an update. Love you. Thank you for calling.
I will.
Nice
love
surprise.
You.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Many blessings.
Yeah.
You too.
All right. Ooh, her mother came in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, wow. So good.
Yeah. Working overtime on the LOA Blast Christmas Day. We get holiday pay. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Area code 203. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Pat, are you you're calling from Connecticut?
Yes, I am.
I recognize that 203. First time caller?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so we'll make this quick. You probably will be our last caller. So we need permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
And if you can give Elisa your date of birth, just the month and the day only, please.
7/12.
7/12. Great. What's on your mind? What are you needing today, sweetheart?
just wanted to connect. I'm having a very hard time. I'm all alone.
It's just a weekend. It's just another stupid weekend. It's just a weekend. So what I would like for you to do, I have a database of messages. So I'm connecting to your energy now. Just take a couple deep breaths, and then when you're ready, please say the word pick so that I can tell you what message you picked. So I'm connecting. I'm just going to talk for a couple seconds. Please say the word pick when you're ready. Just take a couple deep breaths. Connecting, connecting.
Pick.
Okay. The number for this, Elisa, is 328. When sacrificing for the greater good, especially loved ones, know this purposeful energy shift is a gateway to a higher state of awareness. So do you feel like you sacrificed, which is why you feel very isolated right now? Do you feel like you put others first and now you feel very isolated? Is that where we're at? Let me know if I'm in the ballpark.
Maybe a little. My son is always has always been with his girlfriends or his
there you
his
go.
Wife.
So as a thank you, mom, because I'm a mom too. So when you're a mom, see, even you said little bit because that's the mom saying, oh well, I don't really can expand on this feeling. That's the supreme sacrifice.
It's not my choice. It's their choice.
But do you understand? You're still sacrificing.
Yes.
Just in the do you understand? So please don't dismiss your emotional relevance in this. That's my point. Do you understand?
Okay.
You are relevant. Right? If you have breath going through your lungs, you are entitled to be relevant on this earth plane experience. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, just receive that. Just take a breath with me. Yes. So you sacrificed even conscious awareness of your relevance. That's why this isn't not coming right fresh to mind. Do you understand? Yes or no?
No.
That you don't understand?
No, I don't understand.
What I'm saying, is you're so quick to dismiss that you are relevant, that you're not understanding the point of a sacrifice, because all mothers sacrifice, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make more sense now?
Yes.
Great. So you said it's not by choice, meaning it's not by your choice?
Right.
So it's their choice, they're choosing to be elsewhere, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So do you see the sacrifice that's unconditional love, even though it's painful, because it wasn't your choice? Be a different
yes.
story. Do you understand? It would be a different story if you were the one doing the abandonment, correct? Yes or no?
Yes. They finally realized what it's been like for me all these years, so they invited me, you know, a whole state away, and I don't have the means or, you know, to get up there. I don't have the money to buy gifts. The invitation was too late.
Okay. Well, we're not going to focus on that story, but what's priceless is that they did reach out.
Yes.
So let's focus on that. Let's focus on that value, because the rest is just a story. I can't get there. I don't have the money. I can't get gifts. Your life is gift enough. And just because it did not work out in the timing, this is a portal of possibility. This is an opening to reset and resurrect your relationship. We just had a caller named Gwen, and she is estranged from her mother. And the message to her was that she was going to go and reach out to her mother. Isn't that interesting that you're the call? I don't know if you heard that call, but you're the next call. And you're the mom. Isn't that ironic? Do you see how there are no accidents? But please don't focus on the story. Focus on the possibility. And I'm going to turn
just
this,
I'm going to
turn this over to Elisa, so she'll talk about your birthday and your personal year. Just receive this. Okay, just listen, okay? I'm going to turn it over to Elisa.
Yeah. Well, you know, with your birthday in July, you are in actually a number one personal year. So that means that a lot of times when we go through these cycles, 1 through 9, it is a cycle, meaning circle. So there's a little bit of overlap where something ends and something else will eventually begin. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to sift through letting go of some things so something new can actually start. And I know the birthday was in July, but this is now, you know, now we're in December. And what's happening here is that, at least as you mentioned, with the invitation to come, granted it was, maybe you said it was a little too late, and it's too far away, whatever the different barriers are, there was an invitation there. So there's acknowledgement versus possibly being ignored at, you know, at all costs and not ever even reached out to. So we have to recognize at least a little bit in that direction, and that's working to change a little bit of the story, a little bit of the dynamic. So when we're talking about this number one personal year, it is tied into the 9 in terms of endings and beginnings. 1 is the beginning and 9 is the ending. And so this year is really sifting through, although there's it's meant to say, hey, a whole new slate, let's look at some new possibilities. The fact of the matter is there's still going to be some lingering stuff that, and it could be, you know, literally stuff, or it can be, you know, people, it can be ideas. And so I feel like, especially around the holidays, these things come up, and it's not just depending on whatever year, it's universal. Some people really find the holidays can be difficult because of the dynamics for families. So when we're looking in this number one personal year, we get through the holiday season, you really have to look at, especially if it's been difficult with family. And, you know, I think to some degree we've all had something happen with our families. I mean, I know both Liz and I have stuff happening within our families where the dynamics are, you know, well, I don't want to talk to that person type of thing. So we all have a touch of that. And sometimes you don't feel that goodwill around the holidays that everyone's supposed to have. But as we get into the new year, then it's not so much about all the stuff you're supposed to be doing with your family, but it is going to be about you. And in a sense, this number one year has been meant to have you focus really on you. And I think with parents, with mothers in particular, and with both you and Liz are both Cancers in terms of the astrological sign, you know, you've got this connection to your children. Like, you really are all about the kids and you know, what you've nurtured. So now turning that energy to yourself is going to be a little different, because it's always in terms of me and my kids, or, you know, what I've created. And to go back to a time before you had kids where it was just about you is going to be a little different. So that's it's almost like, I don't want to say the burden, but it's an opportunity in this year, through to your next birthday, obviously, to start focusing then more on yourself and hopefully focusing on things that are positive. And it just takes a little bit to turn things around. Liza talked about not getting too much into the story, because a lot of times, even if it's from your point of view factual, it may still hold you back. Because then that's all you're looking at. And if you're still looking for some type of justice to be done, it'll be hard to see when it happens because you're still stuck in the story. So moving forward from today on, or however, whatever you're doing today, make it about you in a very loving, positive sense, free of the connection to, you know, all the things that you've done for other people, but do a lot of good things for yourself today. And that means, you know, whether it's taking in a funny movie, something on TV, just doing something that allows you to just say, yeah, you know, I deserve some kindness. I deserve some love. I deserve a good cup of coffee, you know, whatever it is. Have that happen today and focus on that so that
it's not about the story at all. It's about how am I going to survive the day when, quite honestly, I don't even really want to be alive.
Mm.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just,
of
you
course,
know,
of
me
course.
To treat myself to a movie or to do something great for myself. It's just, it's not that, it's not there. It's just, how do I get through the day? I just wanted to make a connection.
And you connect, and you connect, and we understand.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we value you. Look, we don't know you from anything, so we value you. You have breath. This is the dark night of the soul. You're losing your mind in the threshold of all this pain. You can't even believe that you have gone through from childhood, that you have survived. So, of course, you're so tired. And there really isn't anything that we can say. 6 minutes past our time. But I will say, energetically, you have value, and you have free will, and you are strong, and you gave the gift of life, and that is your legacy, and it is your free will to do what you choose with your life. All we can say is that we are sending you love. And we are acknowledging that you are valuable. You gave life. That is the most amazing contribution, because that is your legacy. And you don't know. You may not be around if there are grandchildren down the generations. You don't know the great things that came from your DNA. You just don't know. So you are valuable, but you choose how you feel. There is no shame, and I commend your honesty. I commend your strength to articulate, to pick up the phone, to call us. Christmas is a horrendous holiday for many reasons. This is one of them, because it triggers the hell out of many of us. It's just another Sunday. And the same way you got through last Sunday, perhaps you'll get through this Sunday just the same. And this is contradicting your awareness that you are this strong. Because right now you're still here, and we'll just focus on that. And what you choose, we have to respect that and honor it and not make you wrong to feel what you feel. So if any of this is a connection, then I'm happy and I'm honored to have had this connection, even if it begins and ends with this phone call. And that's pretty much all we can say on our little rinky-dink radio show.
Thank you.
So we're sending you love, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. Alisa, stay on the air, please.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, sweetheart.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you want
That's
last
why we
call?
Do this is why we do the show.
I know.
Is that
I know.
Is she the last call? Because
no,
I can't.
There's still one more. But it's,
we've got to make it real quick. Last call, because
yeah.
I'm a mess right now. So let's
okay.
just see who it is.
Hello, Jay.
Season's blessing to you, both of you. What a spiritual gift you're getting today.
Yeah.
Hi, darling. So, yeah, just we're going to just hold space. No. Stay here. Just hold space. Because, Jay, you have a tremendous amount of – very grounding, healing energy. And whether she's still listening or not, just let's hold sacred space. Let's honor the space that we're holding. It's why we do the show. We're sending love and light, no judgment, and unconditional support to all of our callers, and especially the lovely lady we just spoke with. We all have something to offer, whether we know it or not. So, Alisa, I'm going to let you wrap up.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, loyal to Pat there from the area code 203.
Connecticut. Pat in Connecticut.
Pat in Connecticut. Jay, I knew you were in there, so I'm like, let me. His eyes, literally the last caller, but Jay, you know, thank you for calling in and
just hold that energy, Jay. That's what we need. Just hold that energy.
We needed that Jay energy. But Jay, hope you're having a good Christmas today.
But we're
gonna be back on. You know, I hate to have to cut it off, but we are over our time, and we do have the rest of the day to finish. So.
I couldn't possibly have a conversation right now, so this is perfect.
but we are back on the air on Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you do need to reach us and you want to send us an email, please email loablend@gmail.com. We always like hearing from our listeners and just getting some feedback. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook, and also just follow Universal Energy Radio because that's what we're going to be on. You can follow that on Blog Talk Radio. And I do hope everyone has a good day. It's been a very, very powerful kind of hour of
phone calls.
And Liz, you know, I know with Liz, she if anyone is the empath, definitely.
There she is.
There's Liz. She does not, she cannot like put on a poker face when it comes to these really intense emotions. So, you know, she's, we love you, Liz. You're just taking it all in.
Is it too early for eggnog?
It's never too early for eggnog. But there's a lot of love here, especially on this day, but for every show and every.
Right. You know, and the other thing I just want to say is that it's been 2016 has just been such a challenging year for so many people. And we can sort of reflect, and now doing the show for over 6 years, you know, we can chart trends, or patterns, rather.
Right.
And what breaks my heart is that we had a similar call like this, a call with the tone of suicide or the implication, not that long ago, from somebody else.
Right.
So, you know, we recognize these patterns. And it's tough, people. But if there's breath, there's possibility. So, in the meantime, remember to...
Follow.
The feeling.
To you.
Love to everybody. And see you back on Tuesday.
Bye-bye. Bye.